Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Time for Polls Apart. This is where I find some stats online and I go, I don't know about this one. I mean, some of them I'm like, yeah, that's about right. But this one here, I was like, nah, doesn't sit right with me.
I'm trying to remember what we did last week because I'm pretty sure that matched up pretty well.
Look, about 50% of them do actually match up, which is quite sad. But this one here, I want to know, have you ever hitchhiked?
Have you ever hitchhiked? All right, yeah. Let us know. You have to say yes or no because we need both sides of the argument. Text them to 0429 985 985.
I personally, I have.
Okay.
Have you?
It's debatable. But I want to know about you, your hitchhiking experience.
I've hitchhiked a couple of times.
Yeah? How old were you?
How old was I for the first? Okay, so yeah, both times. I was 24 and I was in Canada. And our car broke down and we're in the middle of nowhere and it was just surrounded by snow.
Okay.
And there's lots of dangerous animals in Canada, right? So I'm like, oh man, it's just me and my little brother. What do we do? Anyway, so a car came past and we're like, nah, it's too cold. We don't know what we're doing. Let's just get out here and get somewhere safe. We'll come back for the car. Put our hand out. The guy pulled over and he was a nice gentleman, an elder gentleman.
Yeah.
And he goes, you guys want to ride? I'm like, yeah, cool. Jumped in. It was the most terrifying ride of my life.
Really?
Okay, so it's like snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a Subaru Turbo, and he's no joke going 120 across this mountain, and we are sliding around corners. And we literally, he goes, are you guys all right? All good. And we said, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know, is it dangerous? We're sliding. And he goes, no, I've been driving up this mountain for years. You've just got to put your gas down more. And that's exactly, like, I agree with him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's terrifying when you don't know the driver.
Yep.
And he's flying. And then he told us all sorts of stories. It was actually quite funny about how he lives in a caravan with a massive amount of cats.
Oh, cool.
And how the prime temperature is 23 degrees for a cat. And so he sleeps in a caravan with his cats and they lick the sweat off him. It was an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's my first hitchhiking story.
Does the other one get better?
The other one's a lot better. Yeah, the other one's pretty normal.
Just got in a car with someone, they took where you needed to go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, you asked me last break if I'd ever hitchhiked.
Yes.
So, I don't know if this constitutes as hitchhiking.
I'll be the judge.
You tell me. Now, I don't think I've told this story before.
Okay.
I haven't told anyone because I just feel like, Beck, that was a really silly decision.
When you say you don't think you've told anyone.
Yeah.
You mean like you haven't even told your mum and dad?
Oh, I definitely didn't tell my mum and dad.
Oh, juicy.
I'm in so much trouble. So I was in high school. I think I had like the first like free period at the beginning so we could come in late.
Yeah.
So obviously I caught the bus to school and it wasn't the usual school bus, so it didn't take me all the way into the school. So I had to get off and then walk.
You're on normal public transport.
Yes, normal public transport. So, also something you need to know, I was petrified of dogs. Like, as in, like, I'd been bitten and, like, cold sweats, nervous dog phobia. All right?
As in, like, you see one and you just stand still?
No, depending on what the dog was like, I would freak out. So, I'm walking. Then I get to this house and there is this dog just barking, going crazy, like super. You know the dogs when they're up at the gate and they're like,
yeah.
And it looked like he would be able to jump the fence because it's just a small little semi-rural property fence. And I was freaking out. And I'm only like 200, 300 meters from school.
Oh, you can see it.
It's just around the corner. And I was like standing there freaking out. And then this truck pulls up next to me. And he's like, you all right, love? And I told him what was going on.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he's like, do you want a lift? So I weighed up my options and I was like, truck driver,
dog.
And I was like, the truck driver seems like the safe option at this point. So I got in to his car.
Oh, man.
And he starts driving. He's gone past the dog at this point. I was like, okay, you could drop me out off. I can get out now. That's all. I'm okay. He's like, no, it's all right. And I was like, oh, no. Keeps driving. I'm like, yep, there's my school right there. You can drop me off here. He's like, no, it's all right. And then he pulls. This point, I felt a bit better because he pulled into the school.
Off you.
Pulled into the
school. Where's the story going?
And then keeps going, like, you could, like, it's a long driveway. And I was like, I could get out. He was insistent on taking me all the way. We get there and he's like, gives me a lecture. You should not get into cars with people you don't know.
Good on him.
Anything could happen.
That's so funny. So he yelled at you. He told you
off. He told me off.
So, but also, I love the fact that you hopped in and then you were like, instantly, once you passed that house, all right, that's enough.
Yeah, that was it. I just needed someone to get me past the dog. That's all I needed.
He's like, I didn't let you hop in for me to drive you 20 meters.
Yeah. So is that hitchhiking?
Look, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
But terrifying, and I'm glad you learned your lesson because you haven't hitchhiked since.
No, and I think about that often. It's one of those things where you're laying in bed at night and you're like, that could have gone so very, very wrong.
The results. So the survey that I found, it said that only 20% of Aussies had ever hitchhiked.
Yeah, I reckon if we were doing this survey back in the 80s,
yes,
it would have been like 70% of people had hitchhiked.
Yeah, it was huge in the 80s, slowly dwindling less and less. 20% of Aussies, that's so low because looking at our stats, 40% of 98.5 listeners right now have hitchhiked at some point in their lives.
We just got this text from Teresa. Hitchhiking, yes, I have with my then boyfriend in the 90s. I fell asleep in the back seat because we'd been walking between towns, hours and hours of walking. Wow. She said, I slept because my boyfriend stayed awake in the front seat yapping to the driver. Would I have done it by myself? No way. Would I do it again? No way. Would I allow my three children to nowadays? No way.
No way. Another text here from Marissa. Yes. She got picked up. Well, I mean, she was hitchhiking. And then I guess she did get picked up because the guy gave her his number. And then she lost it. Could have been
what
romance.
Could have
Who
been?
Knows? Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.